In Nevada, the Trump campaign filed a lawsuit this week seeking images of the signatures of every registered voter in Democratic-leaning Clark County, a potential first step towards challenging individual votes on grounds that the signed ballots don't match the signatures on file. In Texas, Republican officeholders and candidates sued this week to have more than 100,000 votes invalidated. The GOP has asked a judge to declare illegal. And the United States passed 9 million COVID-19 cases on Friday. Nearly 230,000 Americans have died since the pandemic began. A fall surge in infections has the number of cases rising in all but three states. The governors of New York and New Jersey are asking residents to take the proper precautions, wearing masks, maintaining social distance, and avoiding unnecessary holiday travel. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As he has in other states recently, President Trump's re-election campaign slammed free speech stifling dictates in Minnesota that limited attendance at a Friday evening rally, billing the move as a partisan shot by the state's Democratic leadership. Meantime, Michigan and Minnesota's importance to Tuesday's election between Trump and Biden has overshadowed their role in deciding Senate control. Democrats need to gain 3 to 4 Senate seats for a majority. Sean Connery, the Scottish actor whose 5-decade-long movie career was dominated by the role of James Bond, has died at the age of 90, according to the producers of the James Bond series. Connery, who was awarded a knighthood in 2000 for his contribution to the arts, played the British spy in 7 movies, beginning with Dr. No in 1962, the first of the Bond movies. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden came to different corners of Wisconsin Friday, but they may as well have been in different worlds. The Republican president brought thousands of people together in Green Bay, where he contended the Democratic nominee would endanger the economy. Biden, wearing a mask and speaking to a small, socially distanced crowd, ripped into Trump in Milwaukee, saying he had neglected his obligation to shield the country from the coronavirus pandemic. A second laptop connected to Hunter Biden was reportedly confiscated by the Drug Enforcement Agency in February. NBC learned that the DEA took Biden's laptop into custody while executing a search warrant at the office of former celebrity psychiatrist Keith Ablo in Massachusetts. Biden was not under investigation, but it's unclear why his laptop, which was returned to his lawyer, was at the scene at all. And it's time for a change, as Val Dior reports.
You'll need to fall back, as they say. In other words, set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m. High-tech devices like phones will reset time for you. However, many of us set our manual clocks back before hitting the hay Saturday night. Another good tip, use this time change as a reminder to check or replace batteries in your smoke detectors. Your local fire department can help find new detectors if need be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.